in black theater, but in the fact that there's just been a lot of talk. You know, and ironically, one of the things that that was so fascinating about doing my research for the Dunbar Hotel play is that some of the same issues were being talked about back then. 1930s and 40s, you had black actors talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And here we are in the new millennium, well into it, and we're talking about the same thing. I don't know what the benefits of having a national theater would be. I think that having black regional theaters would probably serve us better because we're so different regionally. So each region represents, you know, the area that it's going to perform to or for, tell the stories for. You know, Chicago is different from New York, which is different from L.A., which is different from Atlanta. So you have different plays. So I don't know what the idea of it sounds very grand. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how functional it is, you know, and I don't know what the purpose of that is. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the idea of having a regional, black regional theaters on par with the Arena Stages and the Guthries and the Alliances of the world here in the United States, I think those are the kind of theaters that we need to be thinking about. And, but again, like Dwayne said earlier, you know, so many other things have to come into play before any of that can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, and primarily money, you know, I can go on and on about the fact that, you know, we have a black society that has money, you know, and but for some reason, there's a certain percentage of the culture that believes in theater and wants to see theater and knows the importance of theater. And then there's a larger percentage of the culture that just prefers to go see a movie or turn the TV on. Mm-hmm. And that's sad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Your time's drawing, we'll move around.
Oh, more? I just have to agree with Levy Lee. Regional theater is where we can make the best first step. And then from there, we can do all different sorts of things. But mm-hmm. I think that's the best first step.
Mm-hmm. So. Is it important? Because, you know, all the way up until Brown versus the Board of Education in 1954, we had movie theaters called the Lincoln Theaters that was all over the country. And we had the Lafayette Theater. But once integration came, all of that kind of, we had strong black communities in which segregation had forced us together, mm-hmm. the baseball teams and all that kind of stuff. And I was looking at the fact that theater played such an important part in pulling all of these communities together. We'll get into that in a minute. I want to get to Julio. I want to go right and get your thoughts on that.
On the black theater, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because you asked that question. I asked Ben Guillory that same question before we started the play. I said, what would it take to get our theater on the national level? And you know, we kind of talked a little bit about it, but we didn't come to a solution. But you know, I was asking him, I said, you know, every play that I've seen that the Roby Theater Company has done has been such high quality, and it's the same high quality that I've seen at Mark Taper, Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, all these plays, it's the same quality. Mm-hmm. So why is it that we don't have our own theater house, our own, you know, convention? And I don't know, is there a convention at Black Theater that we all meet? No, I don't think so,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Is there?
The National North Black Carolina. Theater Festival.
Is there? Okay.
North Carolina.
Every other year.
So why don't we have more of that, you know? And the other day, you know, we had the Latino organization, and they had a big old convention here at the LATC, and I was like, wow, this is something that we need to be doing here in L.A. You know, we need to have more of this. And I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that it in part, it does have a lot to do with us believing in ourselves and believing that we can come together and we can work together And until we feel like we can work together and we can appreciate each other and respect each other for whatever talents we bring to the table, we may not all have the answers, but I think we need to respect, you know, each other's talents in whatever way we can, and then just work together from that point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gloria, what do you think? Gloria. Ashley.
I don't have too many strong thoughts about it. I mean, from an actor's standpoint, from where I've been standing, I've been doing plays at the Roby for the past 3 years, and every time I learn a big part of my history that I've never known about, like I've never known about Paul Robeson mm-hmm. for the past 2 years. Paul Lawrence Dunbar, I've heard his name swirled around, but now I see how big of an influence he had on just our culture. And just being a part of this theater company, I saw this one woman show, Sandy Brown, and she did all these characters that just put personality and life into people that I've heard about all the time. So, I mean, there's a lot to be learned and gained from Black theater. And yes, there should be more money in it, and it should be on a bigger platform because it's really touching and effective. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
I agree with Levy, Dwayne, Julio, and Ashley. I think it's a necessity, especially for our future. We mm-hmm. have so many young kids out there who need this artistic outlet. And if it doesn't continue to grow and stand strong, then it's just going to be the same thing in the next time to come. Like, we're discussing the same issues in the play from the Dunbar back then and today in 2014. I think it is our duty as artists that mm-hmm. care to continue to keep growing with the National Black Theater, Regional Theater, or Black Theater, period. I know you're on a time, but I just mm-hmm. want to say in my personal experience, I feel like the reason I can call Roby home is because I can identify with the work we do, I come for a loss of words. I just feel I'm able to identify myself as an artist stronger than when I was at an environment where I was the only Black actor in the room. Mm-hmm. And that fed my soul. It also fed my intellect. Like, it made me a little stronger and confident in who I am as an artist. And I think that's important for the future. So mm-hmm. that's kind of my overall opinion about the National Theater.
Because during the 20s, you had two individuals who really pushed for that. It was Theophis Lewis. He really tried. He wrote for the Messenger magazine. He was the one that covered most of the Black plays during that time. And he really pushed and thought it was a need for a Black theater company. And the other one was W.E.B. Du Bois. They pushed for a National Theater company. They were the push that made the Federal Theater Project come into existence. Do we have a phone call?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, yeah, who am I talking to, please?
This is Elizabeth June. Oh,
Elizabeth. Hey, Tiffany. Tiffany Cody, too.
Hey, Tiff.
Yes, dude. You have a questions or comment? We wish you was here.
Comment is, we're so sorry we couldn't make it. We are here in the studio with the wonderful
Kevin Tony.
Hello there. How are you? You're Duke Ellington alias.
Yes. That's right.
Yes, and did our track for our Duke Ellington song. Yes. And we've been making beautiful music, so we are really happy that we spent this time with him this evening.
Well, we're sorry we missed being with all of you. We just want to send our love, and we just want to just thank you so much. We've been listening and also watching. Yes, yeah. Listening to your comments. You all sound wonderful. Thank you so much for talking about the state of Black theater. We concur with everything you've said, and we saw a little bit of the video broadcast, but then we said, no, we want to call in. Let's call.
See, yes. Hey, do you have what question would you like to ask the playwright?
Oh, well.
Be easy on me, please.
Okay, Levy, we will. So, in writing this play, what was the thing that made your heart just pound in writing this? What experience in writing this play this made your heart jump and made it pound?
Wow, so much. It's not one thing. I can't limit it to that. I think, as I said earlier, you know, when I wanted to immerse myself into the world and into the 30s and 40s and put myself in that place and to see what a community we had, it felt like and it feels like the Black community was stronger back then. You know, there was more unity and togetherness and enjoyment and love for each other. And and it made me want to long for that. Wow, I'm feeling a little emotional. So that definitely was one thing. The other was, there's one thing and many others. The storylines, you know, finding out about the people that I didn't know about, like Charlotte Abbas and John Kinlock, you know, and
thank you.
You know, it's like, oh my God, these people lived. They really lived and they existed. And why don't I know? You know, which is kind of what happens all the time. You know how our history is buried. You know, but it ain't gonna be buried no more.
Okay. Hey.
Thank you, Levy Lee Simon. We appreciate you so much for creating these characters and giving us a chance to bring these characters to life. And we just love you all so much. And we look forward to seeing you at rehearsal tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in. We're winding down. We got about a minute to go. Very interesting conversation. I want to thank my guests for joining us in the studio for the Qumran Report. And may the peace and blessings of the life-giving creative spirit be upon you and upon your family. I leave you with the song that opened the show, Meet Me at the Dunbar, by the cast of the magnificent Dunbar Hotel.
Meet me at the Dunbar. Meet me at the Dunbar Hotel. Meet me at the Dunbar. The Dunbar Hotel on Central Avenue. Meet me at the Dunbar. The Dunbar Hotel on Central.